Standard Chinese, a modular approach. Money Module, Unit 5, Comprehension Tape 1. This unit is set in the PRC. On this tape, you'll learn to understand questions and answers used in changing money. Miss Novak is at the front desk of her hotel in Peking. She has a $10 bill in Chinese currency that she wants to break. Listen. Please give me 2 fives.
请你给我两张五块的。 请你给我两张五块的。
Here's the counter for bills and other flat things. You've already seen it as a counter for maps.
张。张。
We might translate 两张 as 2 sheets. Here's how he says fives.
五块的。五块的。
Adding the marker de to wu kuai changes it from an amount to something characterized by that amount. Besides referring to a $5 bill, the expression wu kuai de could refer to a $5 item, that is, a $5 one. You've already had the marker de used in a similar way in the expression hong de, red ones. So we could translate liang zhang wu kuai de word for word as 2 sheets, $5 ones. Listen to Miss Novak's request live.
请你给我两张五块的。Again. 请你给我两张五块的。Check
your comprehension.
请你给我两张五块的。Please
give me 2 fives. It would have been more tactful for Miss Novak to have used a less direct approach, such as this. Listen. Sorry to bother you. I have a 10 here.
麻烦你,我这儿有一张十块的。麻烦你,我这儿有一张十块的。Here's
the verb to bother.
麻烦。麻烦。The
expression 麻烦你 really means I'm bothering you. Notice that Miss Novak refers to herself in terms of location with the phrase 我这, which means something like here, where I am, so that the verb yo has no subject and is being used in its impersonal sense, there is. We can't, of course, translate the sentence, here, where I am, there is a $10 bill. Listen to Miss Novak's polite opening live.
麻烦你,我这儿有一张十块的。Again. 麻烦你,我这儿有一张十块的。Check
your comprehension.
麻烦你。 我这儿有一张十块的。Sorry
to bother you. I have a 10 here. The indirect approach continues. Listen. Please change it for me.
请你给我换换。请你给我换换。Here's
the verb to change.
换。换。
Here it is reduplicated to soften the request.
换换。换换。Notice
the neutral tone of the second syllable. In this sentence, the verb 给 is translated not by the English verb to give, but as the preposition for. There is a logical connection between the meanings to give and for, but it is best to keep the two functions distinct. The main verb of this sentence, of course, is 换换. Listen to the request live.
请你给我换换。Again. 请你给我换换。Check
your comprehension.
请你给我换换。Please
change it for me. Here's another live exchange using the prepositional verb 给.
请你给我买点点心。好。Again. 请你给我买点点心。好。Check
your comprehension.
请你给我买点点心。Would
you buy me a snack, please?
好。Okay.
Listen as Miss Novak continues getting her change. How do you want to change it?
您要怎么换? 您要怎么换?
Would you give me 2 fives, please?
请你给我两张五块的吧。请你给我两张五块的吧。
Here's the adverb, how.
怎么？怎么？
Notice that the adverb 怎么 how comes before the main verb, 换 to change, not before the auxiliary verb 要 to want to. Here's the exchange live.
您要怎么换？
请你给我两张五块的吧。
Again.
您要怎么换？
请你给我两张五块的吧。
Check your comprehension.
您要怎么换？
How do you want to change it?
请你给我两张五块的吧。
Would you give me 2 fives, please? Here's a live exchange on the same theme. Listen.
麻烦你，请你给我换换这张十块的。
好，这是一张五块的，五张一块的。
Again.
麻烦你，请你给我换换这张十块的。
好，这是一张五块的，五张一块的。
Check your comprehension.
麻烦你，请你给我换换这张十块的。
Sorry to bother you. Please change this 10 for me.
好，这是一张五块的，五张一块的。
Certainly. Here's a 5 and 5 ones.Now let's have Ms. Novak use the indirect approach and have the clerk offer her a choice of ways to break the 10. Here it is live.
麻烦你，我这儿有一张十块的，请你给我换换。
您要怎么换？您要两张五块的，还是一张五块的，五张一块的？
请你给我一张五块的，五张一块的吧。
好。
Again.
麻烦你，我这儿有一张十块的，请你给我换换。
您要怎么换？您要两张五块的，还是一张五块的，五张一块的？
请你给我一张五块的，五张一块的吧。
好。
Check your comprehension.
麻烦你，我这儿有一张十块的。
Sorry to bother you. I have a 10 here.
请你给我换换。
Please change it for me.
您要怎么换？
How do you want to change it?
您要两张五块的。还是一张五块的，五张一块的。
Do you want 2 fives or 1 five and 5 ones?
请你给我一张五块的，五张一块的吧。
Would you give me a 5 and 5 ones, please?
好。
All right. The conversation between Ms. Novak and the clerk could have ended like this. Thank you.
谢谢。谢谢。
You're welcome.
不客气。不客气。
Here's the expression for you're welcome.
不客气。不客气。
More literally, the expression...不客气 means don't be polite. The English expression you're welcome accepts thanks. The Chinese expression 不客气 declines thanks, saying in effect, you don't have to be so polite. I'm not worthy of it. Here's the exchange live.
谢谢。
不客气。
Again.
谢谢。
不客气。
Check your comprehension.
谢谢。
Thank you.
不客气。
You're welcome. Mr. Anderson is on a trip to Canton and is about to pay for a purchase at the Dongfang Hotel there. Listen. Do you accept U.S. currency?
你们收美金吗？你们收美金吗？
I'm sorry, we don't.
对不起，我们不收。对不起，我们不收。
Here's the verb to accept.
收。收。
Other meanings of 收 are to receive, to collect, and to keep. Here's the word for U.S. currency.
美金。美金。
The original meaning of 金 is gold. Here it means currency. Listen to the exchange live.
你们收美金吗？
对不起，我们不收。
Again.
你们收美金吗？
对不起，我们不收。
Check your comprehension.
你们收美金吗？
Do you accept U.S. currency?
对不起，我们不收。
I'm sorry, we don't. The conversation continues. Listen. Well, where do I change it? Is there a bank here?
在哪儿换呢？这儿有没有银行？在哪儿换呢？这儿有没有银行？
There is. The bank is right over there.
有，银行就在那儿。有，银行就在那儿。
The marker "呢" at the end of Mr. Anderson's question, 在哪儿换呢? Shows that it follows from the clerk's suggestion. We translate this "呢" loosely as, well, Mr. Anderson would not have been able to start the conversation by asking, 在哪儿换呢? Any more than he could start it in English with, well. You've had this usage once before in the sentence, 你呢? Notice that in the choice question, 这儿有没有银行? The alternative affirmative and negative forms of the verb both come before the object. This is as common as the way you've had already, where the negative form follows the object. Notice also in this sentence that the place word 这儿 comes before the verb 有 in Chinese, but in English the place word here comes at the end of the sentence. Listen to the exchange live.
在哪儿换呢？这儿有没有银行？
有。银行就在那儿。
Again.
在哪儿换呢？这儿有没有银行？
有，银行就在那儿。
Check your comprehension.
在哪儿换呢？这儿有没有银行？
Well, where do I change it? Is there a bank here?
有，银行就在那儿。
There is. The bank is right over there. Now Mr. Anderson approaches a teller. Listen. May I ask, is it here that I change money?
请问，是不是在这儿换钱？请问，是不是在这儿换钱？
Yes, it is here that you change it.
是，是在这儿换。是，是在这儿换。
As you'll remember, the marker 是 is used to indicate the center of interest of a sentence, which in this exchange is the location phrase. The marker 是 may be translated, it is, as in, 是在这儿换钱, it is here that you change money. So far, you've heard the marker 是 only in past time sentences, accompanied by the marker 的. 我是在加州生的. Literally, it was in California that I was born.In this exchange, however, Mr. Anderson is talking about something he wants to do in the future, so the marker 的 is not used. The question in this exchange is a choice-type question. 是不是在这儿换钱? Literally, is it or isn't it here that I change money? Or in more idiomatic English, is it here that I change money? Here's the exchange live.
请问， 是不是在这儿换钱？
是，是在这儿换。
Again.
请问，是不是在这儿换钱？
是，是在这儿换。
Check your comprehension.
请问，是不是在这儿换钱？
May I ask, is it here that I change money?
是，是在这儿换。
Yes, it is here that you change it. Here's another exchange using the marker 是 without the marker 的. Listen to it live.
他是不是明天来？
他不是明天来，他是后天来。
Again.
他是不是明天来？
他不是明天来，他是后天来。
Check your comprehension.
他是不是明天来？
Is it tomorrow that he's coming?
他不是明天来，他是后天来。
It isn't tomorrow that he's coming, it's the day after tomorrow. The conversation continues. Listen. How much do you want to change?
你要换多少？你要换多少？
I have $100 US in traveler's checks here.
我这儿有100块美金的旅行支票。我这儿有100块美金的旅行支票。
Here's how you say 100.
一百。一百。
Here's the word for travel.
旅行。旅行。
And here's the word for a check.
支票。支票。
You'll remember that the marker the changes an amount of money to something worth that amount. The phrase 100块美金的旅行支票, therefore, refers to a traveler's check or several traveler's checks worth $100 US. Listen to the exchange live.
你要换多少？
我这儿有100块美金的旅行支票。
Again.
你要换多少？
我这儿有100块美金的旅行支票。
Check your comprehension.
你要换多少？
How much do you want to change?
我这儿有100块美金的旅行支票。
I have $100 US in traveler's checks here. The conversation continues. Listen.What's today's exchange rate?
今天的牌价是多少？今天的牌价是多少
？$1 US to $1.96 renminbi.
一块美金换1.96人民币。一块美金换1.96人民币。
Here's the word for exchange rate.
牌价。牌价。
And here's the word for PRC currency. Literally, people's currency.
人民币。人民币。
Notice that the verb 换 here means changes into or can be changed for. Listen to the exchange live.
今天的牌价是多少？
一块美金换1.96人民币。
Again.
今天的牌价是多少？
一块美金换1.96人民币。
Check your comprehension.
今天的牌价是多少？
What's today's exchange rate?
一块美金换1.96人民币。
$1 US to $1.96 renminbi. On another day, the conversation might go like this, live.
麻烦你，我要换50块美金的旅行支票。
好，今天的牌价是1块美金换1.98人民币。
Again.
麻烦你，我要换50块美金的旅行支票。
好，今天的牌价是1块美金换1.98元人民币。
Check your comprehension.
麻烦你，我要换50块美金的旅行支票。
Sorry to bother you, but I'd like to change $50 US in traveler's checks.
好，今天的牌价是1块美金换1.98元人民币。
Certainly. Today's exchange rate is $1 US to $1.98 renminbi. A review dialogue for this unit will be found at the beginning of the C2 tape. Now let's review with the sentences from the target list. Number 1.
你们收美金不收？
Do you accept US currency? Number 2.
请问是不是在这儿换钱？
May I ask, is it here that I change money?
今天的牌价是1块美金换1.96元人民币。
Today's exchange rate is $1 US to $1.96 renminbi. Number 4.
麻烦你，我这儿有一张10块的。
Sorry to bother you, I have a 10 here. Number 5.
今天的牌价是多少？
What's today's exchange rate? Number 6.
这儿有没有银行？
Is there a bank here?Number 7.
你要换多少？
How much do you want to change? Number 8.
对不起，我们不收美金。
I'm sorry, we don't accept US currency. Number 9.
请你给我换换。
Please change it for me.Number 10.
请你给我2张5块的吧。
Would you give me 2 5s, please? Number 11.
你要怎么换？
How do you want to change it? Number 12.
我这儿有100块美金的旅行支票。
I have $100 US in traveler's checks here. If you think you're ready, go on to the P1 tape. This is the end of the tape. End of Money 5, C1.